This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, December 6th. God's word to you today is love in action. Our scripture reading is taken from John 21, verse 7, and it says, "Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, 'It's the Lord.' When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, for he had stripped it for work, jumped into the water, and headed to shore. Peter jumped into the water and swam to shore. Wait a minute, why didn't John also jump and outswim Peter? My thoughts were, he probably knew he would not stand a chance. Peter was probably a better swimmer, and John hated to lose so much that he would not even get into the contest. Think about it. When the women told this same Peter and John that Jesus' body was missing, both of them ran to the place. John was as passionate about Jesus as Peter was. John was the one that announced that it was the Lord. So when Peter jumped, I was expecting John to jump also. But he probably knew Peter would outswim him. So he decided to stay with the fish. It may not be that. But again, my imaginative mind just kept wondering why John didn't follow Peter. Going by what has happened up until then, I could only conclude that he did not want to lose. Today's scripture reference reveals how deeply Peter loved Jesus. It was dawn, so the water was cold. Swimming 100 yards in cold water to meet someone when you could have stayed in the boat and still met the person means you love the person and you're passionate about that person. Peter deeply loved Jesus, and this is the second time Peter would abandon his breakthrough for Jesus. The very first time was when Jesus called him. Peter left everything and went with Jesus. Peter went fishing for economic reasons. He was a family man. A couple of disciples also had families. John did not at the time. But when Peter saw Jesus, he left the breakthrough he had gotten for Jesus a second time. Unfortunately, when some people get their breakthroughs, they let it keep them away from Jesus. Some say, "Pastor, you do not understand. I just married my husband, and he likes pepper soup on Sunday mornings." What? For the past 8 months, you have not been in church and you say, "It is the children. It is a lot of work." The children that God gave you as a blessing. "It is the job, Pastor. I am now a senior manager and there is no time for Bible study anymore." However, today's scripture underscores Peter's passion and love for Jesus. He abandoned the fish, jumped into the cold water, and swam 100 yards to the shore to meet Jesus. Now keep this at the back of your mind. It will help you better understand how painful it was for Peter when Jesus began to ask him, "Do you love me?" John 21 verses 9, 12, and 13 says, "When they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them, fish cooking over a charcoal fire and some bread. 'Now come and have some breakfast,' Jesus said. None of the disciples dared to ask him, 'Who are you?' They knew it was the Lord. Then Jesus served them the bread and the fish." Jesus either went to buy bread or he brought it from heaven. Fish cooking over a charcoal fire is the picture of barbecue. Jesus was making barbecue fish for his disciples. Let us pray. Father, I thank you because your love for me is far greater than my love for you. But teach me to love you more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.